Tuesday at the NovaCare Complex for former Eagles Pro Bowl running back, all-pro running back, fullback, did it all, Leonard Weaver to my left here. And congratulations. Thanks for coming back as an Eagle.
Thank you so much, Dion.
I appreciate
it. You know, you've been such a player and a man to watch from the time you came here. I remember being so excited in 2009 when you got here, a fullback who did all these things. We weren't used to that kind of guy.
It
must have been so refreshing to you to get into a system that was going to use you.
It really was. And I tell you what, it was something that, you know, people was trying to tell me it was a concern because Andy Reid at the time didn't really use the fullback. But it turned out to be an absolute blessing, man.
Yeah. And when you look back on it, Leonard, that season, the way they used you, was that the perfect formula for what your skills bring to the table?
Yes, sir. Totally agree. And that's one thing that I've tried to that have been attributes, you know, try to bring to the table, is being able to catch, run, and be able to pass block. So I definitely think it was the optimal opportunity.
What was the reaction when you got named to the Pro Bowl? What do you remember?
Wow.
What it was like?
Yes, yeah. I do. I was actually driving in Camden with both of my sons who are here today, and then I stopped in the middle of the road and I kind of teared up a little bit, and my son was like, "What's wrong, Dad?" You know? But it was something, you know, very dear to me, because you work so hard to achieve the goal and you get it, and it was great. I got the call from Andy, by the way, so yeah. it was really good.
I mean, for some players who maybe don't appreciate that,
right?
Boy, it's a reminder. Everything that happened after that,
man.
Leonard, how did you recover mentally from the injury? Are you recovered?
I am recovered. I still kind of I'm running very well, not as fast as I would like, but I'm up and running like never before, good. And I'm very happy about it. But as far as mentally, man, I'm good. You know, obviously retiring is something I thought that definitely needed to happen, and I wanted to retire here. And from there, it's been a blessing.
You had a very special bond. You talked about it in the press conference. Very special bond with these fans, which I imagine continues today. You hear a lot
from
the fans.
Yes, I hear a lot. Tweets. Facebook.
Good.
They have been so supportive, man. It's been great.
Isn't that it reminds you, Leonard, just that the fans, they care about you not only as a player, but they care about you as a person.
Well, they do, especially if you come out, and this is what I learned about Philly fans. If you come out and you do your job and you put the heart forth that it needed to show that, man, I'm working my tail off, they will always honor that. Mm-hmm. Now, if you mess up, they're going to let you know.
Sure.
You know,
that's because they care.
They care. And, and my thing is, but I could relate to that. And that's one thing I think where the fan affair began is, man, they're going to tell me, "Weave, you suck today."
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be, you know what, I did.
Yeah.
But doggone it, you played great last week. So it was one of them things where I definitely understood and we could relate, no question about it.
Do you still ever hear the crowd in your ears, in your head?
Yes. More so the day that I got injured.
Yeah.
More so the day that I got injured, I heard a lot of ahs. But, you know, getting up off that field, I told at the time, I told him I don't want to be carted off, not from the field, cart me off from the sideline. So to hear them, you know, kind of cheering on after that was really, really awesome.
How bad was that day? How you work all off season, you work through the preseason,
man,
and it ends in game one.
You know, it was painful.
Yeah.
The year of, you know,
rehab.
Really rehabbing, man, was really stressful on me. I tried to do the best that I can with being optimistic, but at times I really struggled, man, and it became a fight every day. But I had a great supporting cast with the fans, and then the cast down in Birmingham with Dr. Andrews, man. It was really good, man.
And tell me about what's life like for you now. You got your beautiful family here today.
Yes, life is good right
good.
Now. Actually, you know, we're promoting the takeover, and now we're traveling the country, inspiring kids, motivational speaking, and trying to motivate people. And it's going really good.
You have an amazing story to tell, that's for sure.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know,
yes,
and
sir.
I don't, a lot of players, they get done this game and they don't know what they're going to do next.
Right. Well, you know, I don't have that problem. I have definitely options, and I've always been a guy with that. Whether it's TV, whether it's doing something, things with my foundation, reaching out to the community, whatever it's been, it's always been a blessing.
How did a kid from Carson Newman make it in the NFL?
Wow.
How did that happen when all these other players from all these big schools who probably had as much or in some cases more talent?
You know what, man? First, I have to say, man, God opened the door for me. And then after that, it was me busting it down.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, just coming in and showing the coaches at the time, I think it was Mike Holmgren who took a chance on me. And it was, man, I had to come in with my mind right. You know, as a rookie, you know, you're free agent. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to get cut. And for him to give me an opportunity to go out there and show what I could do, it just turned out great from there.
Well, great decision to come to Philadelphia.
Yes,
fantastic.
Sir.
Albeit brief career here as a Philadelphia Eagle.
Yes, sir.
An Eagle forever, Leonard
Thank
Weaver.
Thank you so much.
Thank
man.
You so much.
Thank you so
All right,
much,
Leonard
yes,
Weaver
sir.
On PhiladelphiaEagles.com. His day at the NovaCare Complex.